make a big wish.
真的很多信徒啊，哇，患了重病快要死掉了，说哇，你让我活着，我要怎么样发起热心，我要怎么样怎么样的，哇，许了好多大愿，当病好过来的时候忘记了。
And there are many people at the verge of death. They always make such a vow that, well, when I'm healed by Jesus, I will do this and do that. I will try to do my best. But when they were recovered, they simply just forgot about it.
啊，当然我不是说我们每个人把一切通通献给主耶稣，一还没有保留，那明天不晓得到哪里吃饭。哎，我通通奉献了，我没有饭吃呢。
Of course, I'm not saying that.
不是这个意思哦。
Of course, I'm not saying that you should give up all that you have and offer it to church, and then you do not know you have money for the meals tomorrow.
真的，当主耶稣需要我们有能力的时候，我们要尽力去做。
I'm just saying that when we have the ability, we must try our best to offer to make offerings.
像主耶稣啊，啊，成为。环境，全身的环境，把自己完完全全为我们呢献上。
It is just like making the burnt offerings that we must have such a concept of wholeness that we have to offer up entirely.
好，我们今天就把这个环境讲完。
I will conclude over here about the burnt offering.
啊，我们还有很多时间呢，哈。
We still have a lot of time.
啊，不过第一个祭讲完，其他的啊就比较可以啊。省略下来了，因为很多都是差不多的重复的。
But I have to say that since the first, especially this burnt offering has been so has been elaborated, the rest of the offerings are almost similar. So I will just briefly mention about them.
我只是把我领受的跟大家分享。
Only share with you that what I have felt and what I've studied.
那我们会有时间把你们领受的也跟。大家分享啊，跟我分享啊。
So it is a mutual sharing between you and me.
奉主耶稣圣名啊，跟大家一起来学习立位记。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we're going to continue the book of Leviticus.
我们现在啊，还是一起把第二章啊来读过啊。那明天开始啊，我们就不再读经文了啊。我们在家里先把立位记，最好是每一章通通读过啊，自己读过。我们明天呢、啊，这个上课我们就不再读经文啊。
Starting from tomorrow onwards, we'll not be reading the chapters in class. So please read them at home before you come to class.
那现在我们还是把第二章。一起来把它念完啊。
Right now we're going to read chapter 2.
我念啊，我们大家也自己念啊。若有人献素祭为公物给耶和华，要用细面浇上油，加上乳香，带到亚伦子孙做祭司的那里，祭司就要从细面中取出一把来。并取些油和所有的乳香，然后啊，要把所取的这些作为纪念，烧在坛上，是献于耶和华为馨香的火祭。素祭所剩的要归给亚伦和他的子孙，这是献于耶和华的火祭中为至圣的。若用炉中烤的物为素祭，就要用调油的无效细面细面饼，或是抹油的无效薄饼。若用铁熬上做的物为素祭，就要用调油的无效细面，分成筷子一块一块啊，搅上油。这是素祭。若用煎盘做的物为素祭，就要用油与细面来做成。要把这些东西做的 数据带到耶和华面前，并奉给祭司带到坛前，祭司要从数据中取出来作为纪念，作为纪念的烧在坛上，是献于耶和华为馨香的火祭。数据所剩的要归给亚伦和他的子孙，这是献于耶和华的火祭中为至圣的。凡献给耶和华的数据都不可有效，因为你们不可烧一点酵一点蜜当作火祭献于耶和华，这些物要献于耶和华作为出手的公物，只是不可在坛上献为馨香的祭。凡献与为素祭的公物都要用盐调和，在素祭上不可缺了女神立约的盐，一切的公物都要配盐而献。若向耶和华献出手之物为素祭，要献上烘了的禾穗子，就是压了的新穗子啊，当作出手的食物的数据，并要抹上油加上乳香，这是数据。祭司要在其中作为纪念的，就是一些压了的禾穗子和一些油，并所有的乳香都焚烧，是向耶和华献的火祭啊。这是关于素祭的条例。
All these are the regulations concerning grain offering.
对。那我们看这个课本啊。
Let's turn to your text.
课本里面有把这个献祭的，把它整理归类出来。
And we have arranged material in the text regarding grain offering.
数据的祭物呢，有细面、细面饼，还有新穗子。
And the sacrificial article for the grain offerings are fine flour, cakes of fine flours, and new grains.
细面就是麦子把它磨碎的。出的面粉啊、
fine flours, crushed from grains.
那细面饼当然就是这些面粉呐、做成的饼。
And the cakes of fine flours are made from fine flours.
这新穗子啊，当然就指着那些出熟的果子了、
And the new grains refer to the first fruits of
harvest. 新收成的麦穗啦。
The new harvest.
那这是数据所献的这些东西。
And all these are the article for the grain offerings.
我们民间信仰里面啊，有些就是拜拜的时候用水果啊，就是等于圣经里面的数据啊。
And for the Chinese folk religion, they use fruits for their offering, and that is a kind of grain offerings.
其实民间信仰里面为什么要拜水果，他们其实也不懂。
And why is that?
特别意义。
For the people who are worshiping the folk religion, they would use the fruits for offering. They don't know the significance.
大概想我们喜欢吃什么，现在有什么好东西啊，就赶快献给神明啊。
They probably thought that whatever they like to eat, whatever is in the season, they will offer it to their gods.
但是圣经里面、你所献的祭物啊，都有它特别的含义、
However, in the Bible, whatever that is recorded for offering has its significance.
那这个数据啊，要怎么做
？And how do you offer this green offering?
是第二点，这边就提到这个制法啊。
Second, it talks about the method for green offering.
这个祭物啊，要浇上油。
First, you have to pour oil upon it.
要加上乳香。
And put frankincense on it.
要加上盐。
And then season with salt.
但是不可以加酵，也不可以加蜜。
But you should never add leavened or honey.
那讲义里面没有提到的，我们再补充一下啊。
And we're going to add on to what is not recorded in this text.
哎，这个要做这个饼，制造这个饼啊，用的工具，这里没有讲义里面没有写出来啊。
In the text, we don't have a record of the utensil that's being used for making the grain offering.
啊，圣经里面有提到三种制法啊。
However, in the Bible, it tells us that there are three different kinds of utensil.
第四节啊，第四节里面有提到。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
啊，这个若用炉中烤的物啊，用炉去烤的，用烤的啊。啊，书记啊，用烤的啊。
First, the grain offering has to be baked in an oven.
第五节就是用铁熬上做的啊，铁熬等于平底锅了，用平底锅煎的了啊。
Fifth verse five it says that the grain offering must be prepared on a griddle.
还有第七节，若用煎盘做的物啊。煎盘原本是锅了啊，就是啊平底锅了，或是啊有边的锅了啊，用煎的熬的啊铁熬啊来做的，或是煎盘做的，或是在炉中烤的啊，这个饼是要啊用这些方法做的啊。
And verse seven says that your grain offering must be cooked in a pan.
啊，其实这些啊也都有特别含义。
And all these has its meanings behind concerning the preparation of the grain offering.
那这个我们等一下啊，在讲到属灵教训的时候，我们再提啊。
And later on, when we are talking about the spiritual teaching, we'll mention these again.
这个数据呢，在预表里面啊有提到，这个数据就预表耶稣基督啊，在世为人啊，有完全的品格，也就是主耶稣基督是一个完全的人。
The grain offering has its prefigurations, and this prefigures the perfect human characteristic of Christ on earth.
圣经在告诉我们，神是完全的，我们也要完全啊。
The Bible tells us that God is perfect, and we have to strive to be perfect like Him.
当然了，这个数据啊，就是我们工作的成果了啊。
And the grain offering prefigures the harvest of our good deeds.
指着我们的品格、品德啊，我们的。
And it refers to our character.
属灵的果子啊。
Our spiritual fruits that we produce.
那当然，这也是我们工作的成果啊。
And it also prefigures the harvest of our good work.
我们劳碌工作，但是蒙神赐福啊，现在有了收成啊，从啊所劳碌中得来的啊，这个奉献给神。
And when we work hard, we'll have harvest and we'll present what we have to God, and these are blessed by God.
啊，这个啊，所以这个数据啊。预表主耶稣基督啊，有完全的品格啊。
So grain offerings prefigures Christ who has perfect character.
那他成为我们这个生命的粮。
And Christ has become our spiritual food.
如果我们要加上经文，就是约翰福音第六章。
You can turn to John chapter 6.
在约翰福音第六章里面呢、
，John chapter six，
主耶稣啊，开始是对那些跟随他的人呐、告诉他们不要单单为今生会朽坏的食物来劳碌啊，要为存在永生的食物来劳碌啊。
In this chapter, verse 27, Jesus said to his disciple that they should not work for food that spoils, but food that endures to eternal life.
那我们看这个三十二节啊。
Verse 32.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你们。”
And Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth."
天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上的来的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是从天上降下来，是生命给世界的啊。耶稣这里讲的摩西啊，啊是给你们的啊，当然，制作在旷野、啊、那从天上降下来的玛拿。
Jesus said to them that Moses had given them the bread from heaven, refers to manna.
哎，那主耶稣啊，却是从天上来的，要赐生命给世界的，这生命的粮。
However, Jesus comes from heaven, and he will give to the world what is the true bread.
啊，因为他说神的粮是从天上赐下来、降下来。
Because he said that the spiritual food comes from heaven.
门徒还不了解主耶稣讲的是什么。
And the disciples, they do not understand what Jesus was referring to.
所以三十四节啊，他们就对主耶稣说：“主啊，啊，常将这粮赐给我们。”
So verse 34, they said, "From now on, gives us this bread."
主耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”
And then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life."
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And he who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
当然了，主耶稣他就是生命的粮，他的话啊就是生命的粮。
And indeed, the words of Jesus is the bread of life.
所以主耶稣啊啊，不但像这个素祭啊，有一个完全的品格啊，这个素祭啊，就是献果子的啊，属灵所结的果子啊，就是品德啦。主耶稣有完全的品德啦。
So, Christ is like this grain offering. He has a perfect character.
所以主耶稣是神，他也是一个。完全的人。
So our Lord Jesus is God. He's also a perfect human on earth.
所以他受审问的时候啊，他说：“谁能够啊指出我的罪来？”
And when he was being put on trial, he questioned that, "Who can convict me of any sin?"
来审判他的人都说我查不出他的罪来。
And even those people who put him on trial, they couldn't convict him of any sin.
人犹大都说我流了无辜人的血了。
Judas, he has claimed that he has shed the blood of innocents.
哎，所以从这个数据里面呢，我们信徒也应该效法基督。
And from this grain offering, the teaching is that we must
see
the perfection of Christ.
要追求完全。
And we must pursue for perfection.
当然啦、人既然带着血肉之躯啊，就有肉体上的软弱。
And of course, when we live in flesh, it is inevitable that we have weaknesses.
但是我们不要被人是有肉体软弱的，以这个为借口而不去追求完全。
It is true that, of course, we are weak in flesh. However, we should not use that as an excuse for pursuing for excellence in our character.
所以我们常常啊，在灵修上不求长进，常常就人嘛，哪里能够像神一样？我又不是神，我怎么能够那么完全？
A lot of time we give ourselves excuse that we are human, we cannot be like God to be perfect, and so we fail to pursue for perfection.
其实这都给魔鬼留地步。
And by making excuses as such, we are leaving foothold to Satan.
我犯错，好像都有相当理由。我是人嘛。
And we all
怎么不可能？怎么可能不犯错呢？
We always rationale our mistakes, claiming that we are human and human is bound to err.
这是阻挡了我们一个基督徒啊灵修上的追求。
And this excuse will stop us from pursuing ourselves to be perfect as Christian.
是昨天我也提过了，有个信徒没办法了，我是 O 型的呀。
It's just like yesterday I've mentioned that there was a particular brother, he is blood type O, and being that kind of blood type is very hot-blooded. And with that, it will stop us from pursuing for perfections. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 48.
所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。人不完全，没错。
It is true that man is not perfect.
但是我们信了主之后呢，我们要不断向神这个完全的目标来努力追求。
But after when we believe in our Lord Jesus, we must pursue to be perfect like Him.
你不追求，我们没有不去追求，那是我们的错。
If you stop pursuing, then it is your mistakes.
我们努力追求，我们没有达到，那神会帮我们补足我们一切的不足。
However, if we try our best to pursue for perfection and yet we cannot attain it, God Himself will compensate our lacking.
那就是恩典了。
And that is grace.
所以小孩子有时候功课不好。
So sometimes when our child, their studies are not good.
不是我的错啊，你把我生得这么笨，你叫我怎么读书读得好。
And sometimes they blame their parents that this is not my wrong, it's because you have born me so stupid.
功课不好不是我错，是你没有把我生得很聪明嘛。你怪你自己啊，你自己脑筋不好啊。
So when you when the child is not doing well in the studies, sometimes you will blame his parents.
这都是一个借口。
All these are excuses.
没有错，我们有带着一些先天上的这个本质，但是我们还要加上后天的努力。
Of course, we are born with our inborn characteristic, but we also have to add on with hard work.
所以我们也常说一分天才要靠九分努力。
So we often say that nature has come with nurture.
你有一分天才，不是你完全都什么都很天才了，哈。
It doesn't mean that when you are born with one talent, then you are talented in everything.
还要再加上后天的努力。
But that has to come with a lot of hard work.
所以我们陈天才弟兄啊，虽然一出生就叫天才，但是他还加上后天的努力啊，神就会特别祝福。
So, when you're born, with talent, you must also work hard. Then God will bless you.
所以主耶稣也曾经说了，你们的义如果不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进神的国。
Jesus also said that your righteousness, if your righteousness cannot surpass righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
文士法利赛人，他就是很有追求努力的人。
As we know that the Pharisee and the scribes, they are the people who pursue for excellence.
但是他们做的往往只是外表，做给人看的。
However, whatever they do seems to be more superficial than spiritual.
所以主耶稣才责备他们是假冒为善的文士和法利赛人。
And that is why the Lord Jesus rebuked them as hypocrites.
主耶稣责备他们不是他们表现不好，是他们的存心不对。
And the reason why Jesus rebuked them is not because they have failed to pursue for what is good, but it's because their intentions was wrong.
他们所表现出来的行为很敬虔。
Their intentions, what they present themselves as, are people who look very spiritual on the outside.
但是只是做给人看，从人的称赞。
But what their intention was actually they want to get praises from people.
来满足自己的成就感。
In order to satisfy their own achievement.
啊，是主耶稣说。这个没有用的了，这个神不悦纳的了。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said this is useless because God will not be pleased.
所以他们故意把这个衣袖做长长，里面装的就是经卷啊，这个以前的圣经啊，就是用羊皮啊做出来的，写上经文就放在里面，哇，跟经卷就带在身上，故意在十字路口做很长的祷告，哇，这个人很虔诚，你看这么热心呢、啊。
And the Pharisee, as in ancient time, they put a lot of scrolls in the sleeve, which is hidden inside, and they walk around, and especially in the intersection, they will pray, take on long prayer, and present to other people as being very spiritual.
有他这个文士法利赛人的虔诚啊，你看他们一个礼拜禁食两天。
And if you look at the Pharisee, they are the people who fast twice.A week.
啊，他把芹菜、韭菜啊一些比较出手的，这个他都献上十分之一，但是比较宝贵的就没有了。
And they present whatever they have, one tenth of the produce to God.
并且常讲以借罪做夸口。
And they always boast about what they have offered to God.
所以有一次啊，一个税吏跟这个法利赛人在圣殿里面祷告，主耶稣就借着他们的祷告来教训门徒。
And once there was a prayer, there was a tax collector, and a Pharisee who were both praying in a temple, and Jesus used that opportunity to teach his disciple.
我们看一下这个路加福音十八章哈。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第九节啊。
Verse 9.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人啊藐视别人的把设了一个比喻啊，说有两个人上圣殿去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人啰嗦不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏啊，我一个礼拜禁食两次，还我所得的都捐上十分之一。这税吏远远的站着啊，那税吏远远的站着，连举头望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”哎。十四节、
14.
主耶稣就告诉门徒了，我告诉你们，这个人回家去比那个倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高啊。数据给我们的教训呢、就是我们应该要排除一切的阻挡，不断的来努力追求完全。
And the teaching of the grain offering tells us that we have to get rid of all obstacles to pursue for perfections in Christ.
哎，我们讲到数据一表，主耶稣有完全的品格，他也成为这个我们人的生命的粮。
We mentioned that grain offering prefigures the human characteristic of Christ, the perfect human characteristic of Christ, as well as He is the bread of life.
那当然了，他。要成为我们生命的粮，他当然在世上啊，就受尽了各种苦难的。
In order to sacrifice his life to be the bread of our lives, he has to go through many sufferings on earth.
所以我们应该也要信了主之后，我们应该努力追求完全。
And today, after when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we must continue to pursue to be perfect like God.
多多结出属灵的果子出来。
And we must continue to bear spiritual fruits.
对，信主之后，我们应该 要有一个新的生命表现啊。
Not believing in Christ, we must manifest a new life.
啊，所以这个新血质也就是啊新生命了啊，一个新的成果。
And new grains prefigure a new life.
啊，我们参考这个波兰书的前面《腓利门书》。
And this book before the book of Hebrew.
啊，第十一节啊。
Verse 11.
这里是保罗啊，提到他在监牢里面呢，所带领来归主的阿尼西姆。
And in this book, it talks about Paul who has brought Onesimus to come to believe in the Lord.
他本来是腓利门的家里的一个奴仆。
Onesimus was originally a servant of Philemon.But he was not a good servant.
啊，所以被下到监牢里面去了。
As a result, Onesimus was being punished and was put into prison.
后来摩西在监牢里面带领他来归主。
However, 摩西保罗。
啊，保罗。
Paul persuaded Onesimus to come to believe in the Lord.
哎，那他叫这个腓利门呢，在接纳这个阿尼西姆。
And Paul, he persuaded to Philemon to accept Onesimus once again.
所以这个腓利门书啊，就是保罗在推荐阿尼西姆写给这个腓利门的一封书信。
And these letters, the book of Philemon was written on behalf of Onesimus to persuade Philemon to forgive him.
第十节哈，最后一句写到阿尼西姆这个小字啊。就是有益处的意思。
And the meaning of Onesimus is in verse 10, meaning that useful.
哎，他的父母啊，生下他，对他一个期望，就是希望我这个孩子以后啊，对人有益处。
And the parents of Onesimus have given birth to Onesimus, hoping that one day he will be useful.
但是他成为一个恶奴仆，对人没有益处。
However, in the end, Onesimus has become a bad servant. He was not useful at all and was in fact quite useless.
辜负了父母对他的期望。
So he has indeed fallen short of the hope of his parents.
但因为神的爱。
However, because the love of God,
在监牢里面呢，听见了保罗所宣扬的福音而信主了。
He heard this gospel being preached by Paul and came to believe.
他信主之后，他的行为生活完全改变。
Having believed in the Lord, his life changed entirely.
所以在十一节呢，就是保罗为阿尼西姆来求腓利门的他从前与你没有益处，如今与你我都有益处了。
And in verse 11, it was Paul writing to Philemon, persuading him about Onesimus, saying that he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me.
哎，我们要从数据上得到教训。
Once again, we must understand how this relates to the grain offering, the teaching of the grain offering.
不只是预表主耶稣有完全的品德而已。
Not only the grain offering prefigure, Jesus has this perfect human character.
也因为耶稣基督的降生为人为我们舍命，成为我们生命的粮。
Jesus has also come to this earth, suffer and sacrifice his life to be the bread of our lives.
我们今天每一位蒙受主恩典的人。
And today, all of us who come to believe in the Lord,
我们就应该效法基督。
We must imitate the perfection of Christ.
我们应该在品德上努力追求完全。
And we must put in our best effort to pursue for perfection in our character.
并且也要成为生命的粮。
Not only that, we must also become the bread of life.
我们怎么成为生命的粮？
How do our soul become this bread of life?
也就是在我们的言语行为上，能够使别人得到造就，满足别人的灵性的需求。
In other words, in our speech, in our deeds, we must be able to satisfy the pursuit of others. the spiritual pursuit of others.
因着我们的好表现，使外邦人看在我们身上看到神。
It's from our good deed that the Gentile can see God.
因为我们一句啊真理的话语，使别人得到造就，软弱的得到刚强。
And from this is just one word of truth that we speak, that the weak one can be edified and be strengthened.
我们不也是成为生命的粮吗？
Then by doing this, aren't ourselves becoming the bread of life?
啊，有些人他是很喜欢跟他相处在一起。
There are some people that will attract a lot of people and become very popular.
啊，所以我们古人也说，听君一席言啊，胜读啊。什么多少书啊，真的我们如果能够听见呢 一些智慧的话语胜过我们自己读了几十年的书。
And truly a word of wisdom spoken by a person way surpass and the scrolls or numbers of books that we have read before.
真的从别人的话语上从人的话语我们真的得到宝足了，得到造就。
And indeed, sometimes hearing some word of wisdom, we can be edified and in the end, being very satisfied.
所以圣经一再的勉励我们，凡事要说造就人的好话。
Therefore, the Bible constantly tells us that we must speak words of edification.
我们讲出来的每句话，让听见的人能够得到造就。
So that every word that we speak can edify others.
啊，灰心的得到鼓励，伤心的得到安慰。
And those people who are despair can be encouraged, and those people who are disappointed can be comforted.
忧伤的人听见了会转忧为喜。
And those people who are depressed hearing your words will turn their depression into joy.
我们就是素祭啊，我们就是生命的粮，我们就是献上素祭了。
And so as a result, we ourselves should be the grain offering that we have to offer up.
但是这些素祭啊是要用炉烤的。
And we should know that this grain has to be baked in an oven.
啊，要用铁熬煎盘啊，煎熬出来的。
It has to be cooked in a pan.
你没有经过这些啊炉的烤啊，这个铁熬的煎盘的煎熬，你就不能成为素祭来献给神。
If you yourself have not gone through the intense fire through baking and cooking, you yourself cannot be the grain offering.
我们用说的很容易啊。
It seems like it's very easy, so to speak, that we can offer grain.
你要真正成为素祭，成为生命粮，你要经过炉烤，经过啊煎熬，才能成为素祭。哎。
And the truth is, in order to present yourself as a grain offering, you have to go through baking, and you have to go through cooking, which is being fried on intense fire.
我还在注目教会的时候。
I remember myself when I was a resident preacher.
有一位姐妹啊，安立为女执事。
There was a sister, she was being anointed as a deaconess.
她是啊，不敢接受。
She at first refused this position to be anointed as a deaconess.
战战兢兢的。
And she was quite filled with trembling before she could accept this position.
我说安立你做执事不要。不是要叫你当官啊。
I said to her, when we anoint you as a deaconess, we are not giving you a kind of official title.
你知道圣经里面对长子的要求有多高吗？
Do you know what is the requirement the Bible asks of a deaconess?
安立为执事是为了工作需要，是要加上你的担子重担。
And when we
到你来当官的，你不要当官了。
Anoint you as a deaconess is to add on extra burden on you to serve, and we're not giving you a special kind of title.
我说你不当官是对，但是你不 承担这个责任就不可以。
Of course, you may reject this title, but you must accept this position, this responsibility.
他说传道我不行，我脾气不好。
But then she said to me that I cannot be a deaconess because I don't have a good temper.
我怕我当的执事反而不造就人。
And I'm afraid that after becoming a deaconess, I may not edify others.
我说脾气不好。那既然大神用重你当执事，那你就更需要去追求，去努力。
And I said to her that since God wants you to be a deaconess, you must all the more pursue to be better in your character.
你当一般信徒认为，我一样是信徒啊，你好像可以不用那么用心去追求。你现在当执事，你就不能不努力追求了。
And maybe as just an ordinary believer, then you may not seem like it's important to get rid of your hot temper. But now that you have to be anointed as a deaconess, then you must at least try to strive to be better in your character.
所以她安立执事之后,
so after when she was being anointed as a deaconess, she only had one request from the Lord Jesus.
说主啊，你知道我脾气不好。
And she said to the Lord Jesus, O Lord, you know that I don't have good temper.
求你让我能够结出忍耐的果子。
Please allow me to bear this fruit of patience.
她天天早上进食祷告。
So every morning she'll wake up and fast and pray.
神就让她偏偏遇到不能忍耐的事情。
And right after when she had such a prayer, God allows her to go through many matters that irritate her.
这个姐妹确实啊，非常热心爱主。
This sister is a very zealous sister.
她把自己的房子卖掉。
She sold her own house.
全数献给主教会。
And she presented all the money that she has made from selling the house and gave it to God.
因为她认为我的孩子自己都能够自立，有谋生能力。
And she thought to herself that since all my children have the ability to make their own living.
现在教会正需要。
And now that the church needs the money.
因为他们刚好分设教会。
Because at that time, the church was subdivided into another branch.
他就把房子卖掉完全数献给教会，只要求教会给我一个房间我要帮忙照顾教会。
So that time she sold her house and gave all the money that she got to and offered that to the church. And all she requested was to have a room for her in the church to be the caretaker of the church.
因为孩子都成家立业，她不用不没有那个必要跟教会领钱。
The church, all the children has grown up, so she didn't want to ask any money from the church, and she couldn't get that from her children.
她是一股爱主的心。在教会可以帮忙教会的圣工。
So she had this heart of love, and intention was to help out with all the work at church.
能够方便聚会。
And to live in church, this will allow her to come to church more convenient.
有一天早上就是星期天的星期天快要中午的时候。
One Sunday, in the morning, and it's getting to noontime.
有一个。刚来几天的这个慕道朋友。
There was a true seeker that has been to church for several days.
因为儿童聚会刚结束，孩子刚刚回家。
And on Sunday they just finished their children's class, so the children and the parents are all leaving.
他都这个女执事就会整理这个教会。
And right after the classes, this deaconess, she would clean up the church.
因为孩子刚回家，他还没有整理。这个慕道朋友、慕道者来这个一个妇人来看到教会怎么乱七八糟，就看到他就骂他了。你这个老女人你在教会里面干什么？乱七八糟的，教会请你来吃饭呐。
And this truth seeker, when she was at church, she saw that everything was kind of messy right after the children had left. So she started being very rude and yelled at this deaconess and said, since you're the caretaker of the church, why is that you did not clean up and look at all this mess?
Wow, this 女执事,
听了心里很难过啊。
So this deaconess, after when she heard this woman yelling at her, she was very upset.
哇，一直忍耐忍耐住啊，我不能发脾气。
So inside her, she said to herself that, oh Lord, I must not leash out my temper. I must know how to be patient.
哇，那个慕道者那个妇人啊，好，看他静静不讲话，哇，就骂得更厉害。
And this lady was a true seeker at that time. When she saw her, that she not even speak a word. She even she was even louder at her.
刚好有一个教员还没有回家，听到了就赶快下来。
And that was a teacher that overheard what has happened, and she came down.
啊，说，哎呀，你不要骂他啊，他是在教会帮忙的哈，他没有领教会钱的，他老人家。等一下，我们这些教员，我们还会来整理的，你不要骂他。
And this teacher said to this lady, saying that you should not be screaming, yelling at her. She's an old lady, and she's here to help out. We are the teacher, will stay behind and help to clean up.
哇，这个女执事啊，很受委屈啊。
And this deaconess, after this, she felt that she had been wrongfully being accused.
心里很难过。
Of course, she was very upset.
她祷告。
And at the moment, she prayed.
哭啊。
And she cried to the Lord.
哭得很伤心。
And she was very sorrowful.
主啊，我就知道我不配，为什么要把我按立做执事？
And she kept saying to the Lord that, you know, I know in the beginning that I'm not worthy to be a deaconess, but why is that you want me to be a deaconess?
我知道我脾气不好。
I know that I have a very bad temper.
我也求你让我结出忍耐的果子。
And I did pray to ask you to be, give me this fruit of patience.
那为什么偏偏让我遇到不能忍耐的事？
But why is that? I constantly have to face with things that I cannot bear.
哇，她祷告了很久。
So she would pray about this for a long time.
哎，主耶稣向她显现了。
And the Lord Jesus appeared to her.
主耶稣对她讲话了。
And Jesus spoke to her.
说，你没有遇到不能忍耐的事情，你怎么结出忍耐的果子出来？
If you have not met with matters that you cannot stand or cannot bear, then how can you yourself bear the fruit of patience?
哎，患难就是要生忍耐啊。
Because we know that suffering will produce patience.
啊，一次两次的忍耐啊，就让你老练了。
And after one suffering, one patience, and the next patience, then you will produce endurance.
因为你祈求忍耐的果子嘛，所以要让你学习忍耐呀。
Because you have prayed for patience, and that is why all these lessons is to teach you to be even more patient.
我们要把素祭献给神。
And we must remember to offer this grain to God.
我们做的不只是做个饼来。奉献给主耶稣，那简单呐、啊。
It is very easy to make a cake of fine flour, and give it to God.
素祭的饼是要经过炉啊烤的，用煎盘用铁熬把它煎熬出来的。
But the whole process is a very painful one because it has to go through intense fire, like baking and cooking.
啊。所以我们呢、啊，要知道啊，这素祭啊，啊，所这个素祭的饼做成的啊，这个过程是这样的。
And we must understand the process it takes to make grain offering.
所以我们呢、啊，真的要把素祭献给神，哎，我们就知道不是。用嘴巴讲的那么容易了啊。
And now having understood this, it is not that easy when we said that we have to present grain offering to God.
我们的灵修要不断的去追求长进，经过太多太多的磨练呢。
Our spiritual nurture has to go through many, many tests and training.
真的，就好像有一位弟兄讲的说，哇。主耶稣把我磨得已经没有脾气了。
It's just like what a brother has once said before that God has molded me to a point where I don't even have any temper left.
啊，要经过神很多次很多处的苦难熬练，真的他完全 在神面前服下来了。
And this brother has totally surrendered himself before the Lord after many, many tests and suffering.
受苦与我有益。
Therefore, we must understand that suffering is good for you.
但是我们不要白白受苦。
But we must not suffer in vain.
你如果不能再从受苦当中得到益处，那我们不是白白受苦。
If in the process of suffering you have not been edified or received its benefit, then you are suffering in vain.
万事是互相效力，都要给爱神的得益处的。
Because we know that all things work for the good of one another is for those who love God.
一个爱神的人，哎，在受苦当中，在经历各种事情上。一定会从中去领受教训。
And for a person who loves God, in the process of this suffering, he will learn about the lesson and teaching behind his suffering.
耶稣是要给我学习什么功课
？And you will ask what exactly God wants me to learn in this process.
哎，不只是啊，忍耐，忍耐啊，事情过去了，哎，你不能从中得到教训，得到造就。那我们不是白白受苦，下一次还是要再受苦。
And in process of the suffering, if you have not asked yourself what you have learned, and after when the suffering is over, you are merely having the patience to bear it all, but you still do not know what you have suffered for, and this whole history will repeat by itself again.
我们也提过，彼得为什么要受那么多苦？
We also learned before why is that Job has to go through so many suffering.
神熬炼约伯的这个旨意啊，就是要他除掉他的自义。
The reason for God to test and train Job was because He wants him to get rid of his self-righteousness.
啊，所以他的财产没有了。
As a result of the suffering, he has during the suffering, he has lost his inheritance or his wealth.
也不忍受。
He has to endure his suffering.
不敢发怨言。
And he dare not complain to God.
这样没有用啊。
However, that's still useless.
这样神试炼约伯的目的没有办法达成啊。
The purpose is not there.
哎，所以神再次把他交给撒旦。
And again, God gave him to Satan.
十个儿女都死了。
And all his 10 children died.
他太太受不了了。
And his wife cannot bear it anymore.
开始攻击约伯。
And he started to attack his husband Job.
你去掉神死了算了。
And he even asked his husband to curse God and die.
你这么样热心拜神啊，这么追求圣洁，这么有爱心去帮助别人，有什么用呢？你得到的结果是这样子的。
Now, what's the purpose of you being so holy, helping others? And this is your end result. What's the use of believing in God?
但是约伯啊，只是索取的是神，赏赐是神，索取的是神。我们有什么话讲呢？神要我们怎么样？我们有什么话讲呢？
But Job's answer was that God gives and God takes away. And what do we have to say?
他还不能从中得到教训。
And still, Job has not learned his lesson.
所以神再继续地熬炼他。
And again, God tested him.
让他全身长疮。
And his body was filled with sore.
遭受啊太太的遗弃，遭受朋友的攻击。
And not only was abandoned by his wife, he was also being criticized and attacked by his friends.
到最后熬炼出他的志意出来。
And in the end, finally, he has got rid of his self-righteousness.
那个时候啊，他要找神理论了。
And finally, at this point, he want to talk to God.
啊，隐藏的神啊，你显现出来，我要跟你辩论。
And he said to God that, "You God who are hidden, who has hidden yourself, please present yourself. I want to talk to you."
我为何受苦
？Why is that I have been suffering?
因为当时啊，人的观念就是善有善报，恶有恶报。
Because at that time, the ancient time, their concept was that good people will have good reward and bad people will be badly rewarded.
都是受那个因果观念啊的影响。
And their concept is good for good and bad for evil.
他的朋友也是这样攻击他。
And this is how his friends has attacked him.
一定你犯罪，不然就是你儿女犯罪。
And
子不教父之过 嘛。
So his friends was criticizing and attacking him that it's because that you have sinned, that's why you have to suffer. And it's because of your children have sinned, that's why they die.
但是又不是你这没有用的医生。
However, Job, he scolded his friends, saying that they were useless physicians.
也就没有对症下药。
And because they did not give him the correct prescriptions for his suffering.
神在睡梦当中啊，向他显现。
And later on, God revealed himself while he was sleeping.
以所创造，这万物的奇妙，问约伯，你知道这个原理什么？你知道血的仓库在哪里吗？
And he presented before Job the wonders of his creations and asked him all the mystery pertaining to all that he has created.
那个时候他才发现，哎呀，神的作为太奇妙，太伟大了。
It was at that point of time.
怎么能过去了解神呢？
That he has realized all of a sudden that God's work is indeed mysterious, and how can man fathom the work of God?
人怎么敢随便去论断一件事情呢？
And how can man put judgment to a little things he has encountered?
所以他在神面前谦卑下来。
So right before God, he humbled himself.
神的试炼啊。 目的达成了,
and it was at that point of time the purpose of God making him suffering has attained.
约伯在神面前，在芦苇中懊悔。
And it was at that point that Job he repented to God.
神就让他从苦境中转回了。
And having learned his lesson, God has turned his sorrow.
他所失去的，神再加倍的赐福给他。
And whatever he has lost, God double him and give it back to him.
所以我们要献上赎祭。So
today we have to present this grain offering.
不管是在灵修上要追求完全。Not
only in our spiritual pursuit, we have to try to pursue for perfections.
或是要真正成为一个有益的人。Or
whether to be a useful person.
能够帮助别人，造就别人。
To help others, and also to be able to edify others.
哎，我们就要像素祭，能够经过炉烤，经过这个火的煎熬。
Then we must be like this grain offering to be able to stand through all the tests of fire being baked in an oven.